This is the Mexico Week in Review radio report for the week of July 19th, 2004.
This report is a collaboration between Sexto Sol, a Latino issue show airing on Pacifica station KPFT in Houston, Texas, and the Washington, D.C.-based Committee of Indigenous Solidarity.
And now, Teresita Jacinto.
This story from Reuters on immigration. The first voluntary repatriation flight ferrying home Mexicans who crossed into the U.S. illegally took off on Monday, July 12th, from Arizona, carrying about 130 migrants who said they wanted to return. The flight left Tucson Airport for Mexico City, where passengers got bus tickets home as part of a controversial U.S. crackdown against illegal immigration that now includes the use of unmanned drones to track down migrants. The program, run jointly by the U.S. and Mexican governments, targets thousands of Mexican migrants who enter the U.S. each day by walking through the Arizona-Sonora Desert. Homeland Security officials said the program aims to save lives by helping migrants those interior return home safely instead of attempting repeated and dangerous border crossings. But an Arizona-based immigrants group called the repatriation program a band-aid on the complex problems that cause migrants to risk their lives to cross the border. People aren't staying in the border communities because they can't get home. They're staying because getting across the border is their mission, Jennifer Allen, director of Border Action Network, said. Allen blamed international trade pacts such as NAFTA for forcing Mexican farmers and low-income workers to search for work elsewhere as cheap goods from abroad flood their nation and put them out of jobs. This story on Mexico's dirty war. A special prosecutor appointed by Presidente Vicente Fox said he would decide in the next 10 days whether to bring criminal charges against former President Luis Echeverria involving the 1971 massacre in which security forces killed at least 30 young protesters in Mexico City. Officials from the Industrial Revolutionary Party, or PRI, said this week that they would regard charges against Echeverria as a provocation that would rupture the party's already tenuous relation with Fox, whose election in 2000 ended the PRI's 71-year lock on power. During that era, a succession of PRI presidents ruled with impunity, then were assured a quiet retirement free from scrutiny. Fox has pledged that Mexico must have an accounting of crimes committed by past governments and that not even former presidents would be immune. He said that he would not interfere with investigation by the special prosecutor. For many Mexicans and human rights activists, Echeverria is a symbol of the worst violence of the dirty war. He was a Secretary of the Interior, the second most powerful post in the government, during October 2, 1968's massacre in Mexico City's Tlatelolco Plaza, in which Mexican police and soldiers opened fire on anti-government protesters and killed an estimated 300 people. De Gloria Anzaldúa. The U.S.-Mexican border es una herida abierta, where the third world grates against the first and bleeds. And before a scab forms, it hemorrhages again, the lifeblood of two worlds merging to form a third country, a border culture. Esta es nuestra palabra. This is our word.
That was the Mexico Week in Review radio report, a service by and for those actively supporting the struggles of the indigenous peoples of Mexico while combating related oppression within their own communities. For information about the Committee of Indigenous Solidarity and its Mexico Week in Review newsletter, send email to cisdc@zzapp.org. For more information on this program, visit www.sextosolradio.org.